The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are halfway to the weekend, Wednesday afternoon. You've heard the forecast, and you can see the weather. We've got some showers around the area. But this is going to clear out of here by your night. And tomorrow is going to be spectacular, and it's going to be great right on into the weekend. So, hey, you know what? We'll get through this little bit of rain and cloudiness today. We're not going to be down about anything. And we're going to look forward to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Once again, we have a lot to talk about. You know, I think this is really funny. But, you know, I mean, the truth is, look, if you're excited about the Trump victory, and if you're for Donald Trump, you have every reason to be excited about this because it was a convincing victory. But there are people who are really upset. And if Trump didn't win, those of you who are excited would be very upset. You'd be very upset that Trump didn't win, and you would worry about the future of our country. So there are people out there who are concerned about the future of our country, and, you know, this happens. One side's happy, one side is not happy. But there are people who are just, you know, really down and really in a dark place over the election. And, you know, as I said before the election, we're going to survive this. I didn't care who was going to win. I knew we were going to survive it. You know, I had my thoughts on Donald Trump. I had my thoughts on Kamala Harris. I wasn't crazy about either of the candidates. And Kamala Harris, you know, I said leading up to the election, in fact, before she even became a candidate, I said, this woman is too liberal to be president of the United States. And then all of a sudden she becomes moderate. Well, how do you do that in that short a period of time? And then she was linked to Biden. I mean, we don't have to dissect the election, and we're not going to do this every afternoon. But I'm leading to something. So, you know, look, it's interesting that the Democrats are in civil war right now. Now, Fox News did a lot on this yesterday, that the Democrats are having a civil war. You know, don't act like Republicans didn't have a civil war, too, because we talked about that on the show. I remember when the Republicans were having a civil war and Donald Trump won the civil war and won control of the Republican Party. But before Donald Trump became the leader of the Republican Party, there was a big civil war. Republicans didn't know who they were. Are they mainstream Republicans or are they Donald Trump? So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the Democrats come out of this. And certainly there's a hell of a lot of soul searching going on because I didn't know who they were during the election. I didn't know who they were before Election Day. I don't know who they are now. And they failed at trying to just touch middle-class America. And that's something that Donald Trump has done, and that's where the votes are. You know, that's where the votes are. So anyway, for those people who are upset, I mean, this is really kind of funny, actually. There's a cruise line that is offering a four-year cruise if you want to just skip the Trump administration completely. If you want to escape for 4 years and not even have to deal with Trump being president, this cruise company is offering a four-year cruise around the world. Now, it's rather pricey. Tickets start at $40,000 a year. And I don't know if that is for the best cabin, but anyway, it can go up to like $300,000 for the whole 4 years. But, you know, I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, it's a good gimmick for a cruise company. But a lot of people, and again, if you're happy about Trump winning, I get it. But in the same way that you're happy, there are people who are concerned. And if you hadn't won, you would be concerned too. So, you know, we're going to do the best we can on this show to talk to all of you and to reflect all of you as best we can. One thing I want to talk about today is this phrase that's going around social media. Remember the phrase, my body, my choice? Women use that phrase to promote abortion rights. My body, my choice. Well, women are now being attacked on social media in huge numbers. There's a lot of misogyny out there. And the phrase has been reworked. This is coming from men. And the phrase is, your body, my choice. What does that mean to you? Now, when we point out this extreme, I hope that everyone understands that we're pointing out the extreme. We're speaking on behalf of everybody in the middle, everybody who is not extreme, Republican or Democrat. When we point out the extremes, we're not forgetting about you. We're talking about you. We're talking about you because you're not part of the extremes. And I do notice this on my SOTA Facebook page. When people feel like I attack all Republicans, man, I don't know anybody on the air who more consistently mentions that this is not about all Republicans. It's not about all Democrats. And I don't know why people are so quick to align themselves with a group to where they feel like they have to defend the whole group. I don't care what group you're part of. There are bad people in your group. I mean, if you're a PTA member, there are bad people in the PTA. Everybody in life isn't good. There are bad veterans out there. There are people who served our country who are just bad people. They commit crimes. They're bad people. But that is not an attack on our veterans. So whenever we deal with any of this, you know, we're representing the mainstream who is not the extreme, and we're calling out the extreme. But don't, you know, if we talk about something and it doesn't apply to you, don't take it personally. For example, if somebody calls this show and criticizes talk show hosts in general, if the criticism isn't about me, if I'm not that talk show host, I'm not taking it personally. And I'll probably agree with you. Yeah, you're right about those talk show hosts. I don't think we should be so quick to defend the group that we align ourselves with if we're not part of the criticism. And a classic example of this is, and this is when I really realized this. I was on the air one day and I was talking about an 18-wheeler driving 75 miles on the interstate through Metairie in the left lane. And I think 75 miles an hour through Metairie with traffic. I mean, there's traffic. There's traffic all over. It wasn't heavy traffic because the guy was going 75 miles an hour. Well, there were truckers who called me and said, nobody goes 75 miles an hour in 18-wheeler. Yes, some do. Some do. I was clocking the guy. And it's like truckers felt like they needed to defend all truckers. If you're not an 18-wheeler driver, if you're not a truck driver, and if you're not going 75 miles an hour in traffic through Metairie, then it doesn't apply to you. So don't take it personally. We're just so personal about our identity. It's like, oh my God, if anybody says anything negative about any group that we're part of, we have to defend the whole group. No, you don't. There are some bad Republicans out there. There's some bad Democrats out there. But not all Democrats, not all Republicans are bad. So again, if it doesn't apply to you specifically, don't take it personally. All right, let's see. What else? So look, I'm not going to be able to go into detail about this. But for those of you who take phones into the bathroom with you, and you're spending more time in there than you need to, according to doctors, that's not good for your health. Now, I'm not going to go into the details that I have in this story about how it's not good for your health. I'm going to do the best I can to clean it up and be nice about it. But I do want to explain to you that if you're sitting in there for longer than you need to be sitting in there, it could be harming your health. And I'll give you enough details to explain that to you. All right. So Donald Trump said he's going to clean up the border day one, and there's going to be mass deportations. Well, you know that's not going to happen. I mean, that was a campaign promise. I believe Donald Trump is going to do a hell of a lot more with the border than Joe Biden did. And I was critical of Joe Biden for not doing more with the border. But these deportations are not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. Now, the illegal immigrants who are here who have committed crimes, they're probably going to be the first to go. But there are other non-citizens or here illegally, technically illegally, and it's going to take a little more time to get them out. So, you know, this is something that's going to happen, I assume, but it's not going to happen right away. So I don't think it's going to take long to be reminded that, like every other candidate, Donald Trump made campaign promises that are not going to come true right away. And he said those things because we all want instant gratification. All right, so Donald Trump announced the creation of the Department of Government Efficiency. Apparently, this was the idea of Elon Musk. And Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to head up the Department of Government Efficiency. I thought Republicans were supposed to reduce the size of government, not increase it. Well, they're creating a new department. But it's going to be done in a way that they don't need congressional approval for this. But there are those who are wondering, well, what the hell is this about? And look, if we can make government more efficient, that's great. But this could be a way to just appease Elon Musk, who meant a lot to Donald Trump financially and just in terms of support during the campaign. So we'll talk a little bit about that. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. Look, I'm wearing my jacket today.
Your jacket. Yeah, you're wearing a jacket.
Yeah, I don't usually wear a jacket at work, my jean jacket. But I was so cold yesterday, man. I don't know if it's like the air conditioning system around here is getting frustrated with the weird cloudy, hot, late November weather. But, man, I'm so excited for the cold front so I can wear this jacket outside instead of putting it on when I get to my office.
Look, I get it. It's kind of cold in the studio where I'm sitting right now, too. I've got my sleeves rolled up, but it's kind of chilly in here. And I wonder if the system isn't responding to the fact that it's not quite as hot outside. You know, this system, it was keeping it cool when it was really blazing hot outside. You know, we're not in the upper 80s anymore. And so it's cooler outside, which makes it even cooler here inside. If you're at work, I'm sorry, don't mean to interrupt.
No, not at all.
If you're at work, would you rather be too cold or too hot?
That's a great question.
Let's talk about that. If you're at work,
we're throwing out everything. We're just talking about this.
We're doing it. This show is happening live.
I needed that. Now I got to print that out again. Stupid.
If you're at work now, look, in the office, rarely is the office perfect. Would you rather it be too cold or too hot? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504.
I know what team I'm on. That's pretty easy. I don't want to say because we'll let people kind of make their own decision about it and then share it with us later. But that's
I really see both sides. It's uncomfortable to work under either circumstance.
Truly,
if it's too hot, it's hard to work. If it's too cold, it's hard to work. But inevitably, one is worse than the other. So what is worse, when it's too hot or too cold? All right, let's do a couple of fast texts before we get to our first break.
Sure. Here's a text that says, Secretary of Defense nominee plans on a purge of woke generals and admirals. Trump promised we wouldn't have to vote again. This just gets better and better.
Yeah, you know, we're going to see what happens. Somebody sent me a message. I answered a bunch of direct messages, and I'm sorry for some of you. This is on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. If you sent me a direct message and I haven't gotten right back to you, I apologize. I've been kind of swamped. I'm trying to catch up with everybody, and I'm almost finished catching up with everyone. So again, I apologize for the late response. But you know, somebody was challenging me on something about Trump and what he's doing, and I don't know, I forget what the point was, but I tell you, there are a lot of people who are in this mentality of wanting to shove it in my face. And you know, I've never had this attitude like, well, I'm disgruntled because Trump won. You know, from the very beginning, I have accepted the choice. I've accepted this as the voice of the people. The people have spoken. Donald Trump is president-elect. And I haven't challenged that. I mean, I wonder what's happened to all the election is rigged conversation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, if he won, it's okay. If he didn't win, the election was going to be rigged. That is a farce. But anyway, so here we are. But I've never questioned the outcome of this election, but a lot of people want to just shove it in your face. And I think that says more about them than it does about me.
Here's a text that I don't like this text, but I'm going to read it, and you'll see why. This says, Trump won, and I have no problem. I'm a black man, me and my girlfriend, also black. We got something to eat in Slidell this past weekend at the Times Grill, and when we walked out, a caravan of about 25 or 30 pickup trucks with Trump flags on them on Front Street. Some guys started blowing their horns and pumping their fist at us, beating on the side of the trucks, calling us effing N-words. I know it's not all, but there are some bad ones rallying for Trump, and he won, and those people didn't even know which way we voted.
There are bad people out there. I mean, get over yourself. There are bad, evil Republicans. And I'm going to say it, there are bad, evil Democrats too, so don't bust me on that. You know I believe that. But, you know, you cannot fail to call out your own when they're bad. And this idea of, you know, putting an American flag on your pickup truck, thinking that the American flag is your flag. It's not your flag. The American flag does not represent Republicans. It represents America. The American flag is my flag, too. But if you're going to do that and you're going to, you know, make noise and raise your fist and say those words, that's not American. I mean, that's just ignorant. I mean, I don't know if those people would even have IQs in triple digits. So, you know, I mean, if it was okay for Trump to call Kamala Harris stupid, I'm going to call those people stupid. I mean, they're not very smart. They're Neanderthals. And, you know, the world and America in particular doesn't need those kind of people. We don't need them. We don't need them.
Yeah, not all Trump supporters are like that.
No,
but
of course not.
People that are like, it's impossible to imagine that in a different parallel universe, we have just elected president-elect Nikki Haley, and people are driving around with Nikki Haley flags and bumper stickers and throwing racial slurs out on the street. Like, that's impossible.
Right. Right.
That's not going to happen. There's only one category of people that feels comfortable doing that in this country right now.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with this one. Soothsayer Sam is here today, and he said, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, did someone just put their hand on the drain plug of the swamp? Ensuring government efficiency is not a bad thing. There needs to be accountability. Perhaps the tolerance is tightening.
All right. If you want to join us with your comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right. So we're in for a rainy afternoon. Not everybody's going to get heavy rain. But hey, if you're out there and it's raining, drive carefully because we've got a good chance of rain this afternoon. You know, and let's have a little fun with this. If you're in an office, is it better when the office is a little too hot or a little too cold? Which is more conducive for working? The Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk about this phrase, your body, my choice. It's coming from men. What the hell does that mean? I'm Scoot on the air. We'll get into that in just a moment. Let's go to Pat in River Ridge. Pat, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to tell you what a wonderful week it's been for me.
Good.
I've watched shows that I don't normally watch, MSNBC, Joe Scarborough, Tinfoil Rachel. I've just been drinking liberal tears for a week. It's been wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I'm glad you're having a good week.
For those people that are depressed and in a dark place, you know, laughter yeah. cures all. Just go on YouTube and look at some of the liberal meltdowns. You know, these young people shaving their head, laying on the floor in a fetal position. How am I going to go to work? I'm going to wake up. I can't get any more tattoos. Really?
You know,
so if you're really depressed, go on YouTube and watch some of that.
Some of the young people, you know, this is maybe the first election they voted in. Maybe this is their first loss, and they've never been through this before. It doesn't mean that what they're doing is right. I mean, it's right to them. They have a right to do that. But, you know, there's no reason to melt down over this. You know, we've all been through this before. And this is certainly not my first rodeo with this, you know. And sometimes the candidate
Same
that you
here.
Think should be president wins, and sometimes they don't. But right. nobody should have a meltdown right. over this.
And they are. But I just wanted to tell you, I have to quit drinking liberal tears because I get up too much at night to go to the bathroom. So
yeah. All right, we'll
get back to the real world.
Be careful with that, Pat. All right, glad you called the show. Let's go to Ken in Algiers. Hey, Ken, welcome to WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. Thank you for trying to always keep things in perspective. I will tell you the last caller who just said about liberal tea and so forth and so on, that's all cute. That's all nice. I don't think anybody has a very good handle on what is coming, what's in front of us. And the truth be told, Germany in 1931 is a very good example of that. And the Weimar years, which is what we had the last four. People thought that Hitler could be controlled. We found out differently. The right wing of his country, oh, we'll take care of him. He's just going to be a regular guy, do this and do that. I think you believe when a man tells you what he's going to do, what you're going to do. And about the people saying, oh, Hitler, that's terrible. Well, people forget how Hitler got to the point of doing what he's doing. They only think about what happened in the Final Solution, so to speak, which I think was horrific.
Well, Ken,
however,
go ahead.
However, I believe this. If you look at the appointments that are going on, you look at the types of individuals who are really not qualified, really not the folks. And Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy in government, I mean, these guys have what experience? That's why the country's failing as a whole, and even locally. What experience when you hire somebody to make them a chief executive do they have, and the people they bring with them, more importantly, are even more important. So people talking about meltdown and so forth, no, this is real. It may not be likable, but it's real.
Well, it's going to be interesting if things go in a certain direction. It's going to be interesting if those people who so support Donald Trump, if they support some of the things that he does, even if they don't like them, will they even admit it? I don't know. We have to wait and see. I don't know the answer to that. But I think there's a lot coming. I'll give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt, but I believe many of the things that he said on the campaign trail, and I think he's going to do some things that are very unorthodox. Sometimes that works, and sometimes it doesn't work. I don't want him to fundamentally change America. I want him to change some things, and I want him to be a successful president. So we have to wait and see. Look, there's always been a sense of misogyny, sometimes subtle, not quite so subtle, coming from some of the messaging of Donald Trump. It's echoed by his sycophant followers. There's also, you know, no doubt that promoting misogyny has been somewhat of a factor surrounding Donald Trump. And then on the other side, Kamala Harris reflected strong women in America that many American men seem to be in fear of. Now, leading up to the election, and certainly after the election, social media has been flooded with misogynistic messages, some bordering on promoting violence against women. So why are so many American men so afraid of women that they seem to find joy in online abuse and hate toward women? Two phrases that are a recurring theme on social media sites right now speak to this renewed hate toward women. The pro-feminist phrase about abortion, my body, my choice, has been changed to your body, my choice. Another phrase is get back to the kitchen. These have been repeated on social media on sites like X and TikTok. I mean, let's be honest. The phrase your body, my choice blatantly implies the idea of men being able to do whatever they want with a woman's body. Now, look, we're talking about extremists. I am not talking about all Republicans and all Trump supporters. But let's call out those people who are supporting this. And I'm representing the middle when I call out the extremes. Donald Trump's campaign and victory appears to have inspired some men who are living in the manosphere. The manosphere is openly degrading and promoting hate toward women. This is a collection of websites and blogs and other communications that are promoting masculinity and misogyny. The manosphere is linked to men's rights activist organizations and is also united by the fear of the influence of feminism promoting hatred toward men. The manosphere is also linked to far-right and alt-right groups, the extremes, that advocate degrading women and even promoting violence against women in extreme cases. Donald Trump's elective win seems to have given men permission to attack women. White nationalist Nick Fuentes witnessed a 4,600% increase the day after the election. And there were posts calling for the appeal of the 19th Amendment, which is the amendment that gave women the right to vote. Fuentes is one of the social media personalities promoting the phrase, "Your body, my choice." Why do so many American men feel threatened by women? I believe that there is an intrinsic jealousy in a lot of men that women have control over whether men have sex. And this is a subconscious reality that men need women for sex. And I think that causes an inferiority complex. The implied misogyny during the Trump campaign with some people seemed to embolden some American men into joining the chorus of masculine voices putting women down and condemning women's rights. There's even talk in some states, including Louisiana, of doing away with no-fault divorce. A right-wing YouTuber, Steven Crowder, went ballistic on the air over no-fault divorce in Texas after the law allowed his wife to leave him against his wishes. No-fault divorce is just what it says. A married person can choose to divorce their spouse, no reason given. And according to the American Sociological Association, up to 70% of all divorces are started by women, and men in their marriages have no say-so about preventing the divorce. That gives women control over men. This current display of overt masculinity is inspiring hate toward women. And it seems like a desperate attempt on the part of some men to exert their masculinity, their strength to control women. And I mean, if this is what it means to be masculine, then the male gender's in deep blank. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. As a man, as a, you know, mainstream American man who's a patriotic American, I'm offended by the phrase, your body, my choice. That implies that men can do whatever they want with a woman. Does that bother you? All right, if you've got a comment, Okunard Jewelers, talking text line, 504-260-1870. I just think it's important to not embolden the extremist, even if they're part of your group, but to call them out. And that's what we'll continue to do. I'm Scoot on the air, but we're really representing the masses by calling out the extremist. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, so what's the deal with some extremist on the right hating women? And what do they mean, your body, my choice? I'm Scoot. If you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. Also, we're gonna I'm gonna check with Ian and see if we've gotten any text on this. When you're in the office, the temperature in any office is rarely perfect. And if you share an office with other people, you know, sometimes it's too cold, sometimes it's too hot. Are you in an office that's too cold or too hot? Which is better? If you had to choose, would you rather it be too hot or too cold? The Okunard text line, 504-260-1870. In New Orleans, Sean, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Scoot. It's so nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I was calling about the perspective of Trump and his supporters giving a bad perspective on the vision of women and what they're like. I would, because I believe that our perspective affects our reality, I would like to offer a different perspective, which is that Trump has hired the first female chief of staff of any presidency, which I think is an amazing vote of confidence for women. Her name is Kathy Wiles. Mm-hmm. She ran his campaign. And then another example is the transition team, which will be placing the 40,000 positions in state departments and the White House, are composed of four people. One is RFK Jr., the other is Don Jr., the third is Tulsi Gabbard, who is a former Democrat, and she was actually the chair of the DNC. Mm-hmm. But she didn't feel like she related to her party anymore. The Biden administration actually put her on. Well, let's stick to the facts first. And then the fourth person, I don't recall their name. But this is a very important position. And then one more comment. I know there's other concerns about Trump being a dictator. And as we know, RFK Jr. has become a part of Trump's campaign, and their campaign slogan is Make America Healthy Again. And they have started the RFK volunteer campaign, of which I'm a part of, have started the For the People branch. And that is actually allowing people to go to nominees.maha.org to nominate anybody that you think would be good in the Trump administration, and that will be used to advise 4,000 of those positions. So I don't think a lot of this information is in the news, so I just wanted to offer that perspective, but also get your thoughts on that.
Well, look, I'm happy with all of that. I mean, I think all of that's great, but we're talking about the extreme wing of the right, the people that I refer to as right-wing radicals, and that, again, I shouldn't need to explain this as much as I do, but that's not all Republicans and it's not all conservatives. You know, the left-wing radicals, Antifa, for example, they don't represent all Democrats, so this is fair on both sides. But what about the phrase
totally
that's going around social media, your body, my choice? You know, as a guy, I think I know what that means, and you know, I don't like that.
Well, I don't like that either. And as a woman, I don't like that. And I definitely think that there are a lot of people that have different, you know, skewed perspectives. And it's a very fair point that you make, that you're speaking to the people who are inflammatory and ultra right wing. And, we see also inflammatory behavior on both sides. And full disclosure, I'm independent. I'm not, and I didn't vote for either. I just am a pursuer of broad knowledge base, and I personally am finding that harder to find in mainstream media these days.
I think it's admirable.
I never thought I would say. Well, thank you. Thank you. And I think that it's admirable the way that you offer, open it up to have a discussion with everybody. And I've said the same thing to Ian because I've spoken to him. And I think open, free conversation is sort of what we need to heal what's going on in America right now. Yeah. But in any event, I really enjoyed talking to you, and I appreciate you giving me the platform to share my opinion. And like you, I am, very wary and cautious about where we are headed, and I'm hoping for the best because I do think that Trump has been divisive. But I see an opening of some unity, and I'm an optimist, so I'm hoping for the best.
Sean, I agree with you. I'm an optimist, too, and I'm going to have positive thoughts. And I want, since Donald Trump is going to be president, I want him to succeed. I don't want the president of our country to fail, whoever that president is. You know, there were people who wanted Obama to fail. There were people who wanted George W. Bush to fail. There were people who wanted Trump to fail. I don't want our president to fail. I want our president to succeed. So, you know, let's hope for the best, and we will be cautious, and I think that's fair. And, Sean, I really enjoyed our conversation. If you want to join us with a comment, we'll get to more of your calls coming up in the next hour. Also, we're going to get to some of your text. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. CNN is projecting that Republicans will control the House. This has not been determined yet, but they're projecting that Republicans will control the House. Republicans are going to control the White House, the House, and the Senate. They will control the legislative and executive branch, and arguably, with a conservative Supreme Court, they will control the judicial branch of government. With Republicans in that much control of everything, there will be few excuses that will be acceptable for Republicans to not get things done. And if you've got a better health care plan than the Affordable Care Act, this is your opportunity to come up with it. Instead of bitching about what we have now, come up with a better plan. So, again, Republicans are going to be in control, and it's going to be up to them to change things. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. A sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. This is the day Leon Russell died. Love this song. Hit number 11 in 1972 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Leon Russell was a big studio musician, but he had a number of hits himself, placing 8 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. He worked with Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Bobby Boris Pickett, who did Monster Mash, the Ronettes, the Crystals, Glenn Campbell, and many others. Leon Russell died in his sleep on this day in 2016. He was 74 years old and died in his sleep. Man, that's the best way to go. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. More of your comments, more of your calls. Coming up next, I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Wednesday on WWL.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.